What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Shades of Blue After Show, Season 3, Episode 3, The Way Madness Lies. Tonight, we're going to get into Nava's funeral, Harley's house guest, and Waz's quest. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Think you gotta keep me as you
think I'm gonna spend your cash out. She said no.
Or what?
Don't
cost love doesn't
thing.
Cost a thing.
Love is song. Love such a classic cost. Song.
Classic J Lo.
Oh man.
For those of you listening to us on podcast, we're in here getting jiggy with our J Lo. I'm your host Felicia Michelle, and I am here with my lovely panel. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hey, it's Jazzy. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, everyone. I'm Tequila, and I am first taping back third season of the show. I was in 1 and 2, so hopefully you remember my face. If not, you'll soon be updated.
Yes, for sure. The OG, like.
A little. I am going to caution everybody, ladies and viewers. I am emotionally attached to the show, so if I get a little left a little bit, just pray for me. That's all.
Okay.
That's okay. We'll keep you lifted.
Thank you.
So, speaking of prayer, we saw, girl, you about to tear up. We saw Nava's funeral this episode. Yeah. But before we get into that, overall thoughts on the episode?
It was a lot going on in this episode. I mean, you know what? I liked it because we got to see a little more of like Waz, like a different side of him that I didn't really notice before. And also Loman, I think that this episode really opened up each character, whether it came to Waz, to Loman, to Christina. Like, everyone had a side to them that we didn't know that they had inside of them. So I was here for the episode. Like, I'm like, this is good. It's like, okay, this season's going to get even better. Sure.
And we also see how they all operate in their different roles with Tessa and Loman, Tessa and Tufo are on police force, but they're still together working with Liza and Loman, who are still in the academy. So it's like, you get to see their different roles and the frustrations that they are, because they're not one family right now. And even how Espada still lead, but now that Waz is released to come back to work, he's just taking over like he always does. So that was also a great dynamic so far this season.
I agree.
And I can't wait to get into him a little bit later. But like I was saying before, we saw the funeral for Nava. That was sad, no?
Like, I was annoyed. I seen comments and everybody's like, glad Nava had to die. No, last season, Nava was giving Harley life. He was handsome. He was sweet. He wasn't abusive Miguel or anybody else she was used to. And the men in her life more so control her. He was letting her be hurt and breathe. So I feel like he died too early. We still didn't get to see the juiciness. First of all, he's handsome.
Very handsome. Let's just go down too. Like, very handsome on screen.
And then we didn't just see the development and more of just the relationship. This show needs a little bit of tenderness because it's so hard, it's just strong, and it's people bullying people, it's intimidation, it's so many things involved. We just needed a little bit of tenderness in this show. That was it until
he died. James was kind of like the light of the show.
I agree on that.
It was really sad because you just want to see like a happy ending. I think everyone wants a happy ending, everyone wants to see after all this stuff she's gone through, like, you just want to see her have peace. And it's she continuously doesn't have peace every step of the way. There's always something. That was just the final, that was like kind of like gut-wrenching to watch it. And then at the funeral too, I think her character did an amazing job at keeping it together. But that's Harley though, right? Like, keep it together.
She has no choice,
you have no choice. But did you think she was gonna hold it together like that, or did you think that she would break down at the funeral?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, she did break down a little bit. I mean, she didn't have it all together. I just didn't really like the fact that Waz came in there late and then walked out. That was just really rude. I didn't get that part. It's like, if that was the case, like, you probably shouldn't even came in the first place. Like, you know, just I didn't really feel like he was there. He was into it. It was just all over the place.
He wasn't. He's not sensitive to... First of all, is their father-daughter dynamic and also partner dynamic is very dysfunctional. So I don't think he's into anyone who can take her from him. He needs her any drop of a dime. She's like his right hand. She is his left brain when he's thinking right. So it's like, try anybody who could come in between that, and which Nava was beginning to, I think he felt a little jealous of that. So he was there and quote unquote support her. Mm-hmm. But then you came in loud, you came in argumentative, you disruptive. She looked at you, and that created even more tension between them throughout the episode, which you could see.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's like he's kind of like dismissive about the fact that he died because he's behind the covering up of exactly how he died, because, you know, we watched last week and we know, like, the pieces aren't adding up, you know what I mean? And you think that's why he's not sensitive to it, or it's really just about him wanting Harley 100% to himself at his beck and call?
Well, I don't think he wants her to break down. He knows this really, like she said, is really the key to her about to have a conniption, and especially since Stahl's back, she's going to go crazy at some point in this season. But I think he wants her fully back and alert and aware so that they can do the best job that they can of corruption, because they're really corrupt policemen, but and women. But I think he just wants her on top of her game. And he knows if he lets her or allows her to break down the way she needs to, she may not return. Yeah. And you can already see when she, last episode, she took the guy that died with Nava. She turned around. She was supposed to give them to the internal affairs officer. Oh, yeah. Orlando. You can see that already playing in her consciousness, because she's trying to do right now because they've done so much dirt.
Yeah.
But now this is what happened. That's why she also feels guilty that Nava died too.
Mm-hmm. Because the dirt has led up to now for her losing the person that she loves.
Yeah. So. The only other person really left is Christina. So if Christina somehow is taken from her,
she might just take her own life.
Yeah.
It's going to be over at that point.
So I want to touch on Christina really fast, too. And what you said earlier, Jazzy, is that it's like every character had a moment in this episode. It's like every character had a moment. And with Christina at the gun range, I thought that was such a powerful moment. And I don't think people watching really realized how powerful that was. Not even just she's shooting a gun, obviously, but it was the first time that we've kind of seen her mom actually trust her with information that could scare her.
Right.
You know, her mom actually told her the truth, and that's all she kind of has wanted all along, is to be involved and know what's going on and not to have so much secrecy between them. The funny part to me was when she was like, so empty the clip.
Yes, mine too. I was like, girl, you told her. Yeah, like, empty that clip. And I was surprised that Harley took it like low on her, like, just until he's fall or just until he's down is what she said. Exactly, yeah. But I was ready for her too. Yeah, empty that clip on Stahl. As soon as you see his crazy self, empty it on him.
I really love the episode because it really shows like that mother-daughter like bond that they have. Yeah. And then the fact that she trusted Christina, not with the gun itself, but just for Christina with all this information, and just, I don't know, to put her in that position, to me, it seemed like Christina probably does want to live a normal child's life, but because of who her parents were, she can't do that. So it's like, it's kind of like Harley is dragging her into this lifestyle, but more so for her protection, because she's kind of it's too late for her now. Like, she's so far gone, and now Christina's at risk too. She could be like bait.
Right.
So it's like, now she's in a position like, okay, since you want to get in trouble at school, let me show you how the big dogs really do it.
Well, I think because also last season she was already bait. Stahl was using her as a way to get, like, Stahl was telling her, I know how to talk to your father and I know what happened to him. So she believed him and didn't know that he was the stalker person, the person stalking her mother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that too has Harley scared, because she knows he's here. She knows she's seen him. And regardless if she really believes Gina or not, Harley knows she's seen him or has that gut feeling or instinct that Stahl is back in town. Right. So she needs Christina to be prepared at all times now, for real. And there's no games.
No, for real. Because either way, because everyone wants Harley. Some way, somehow, Harley's going to be a target at one point, whether she turns on Waz or Stahl's back.
It's a lose-lose.
So Christina is literally like the next person in line. If she loses her, it's a wrap. So I think that whole moment in general was just really great. And to see the breakdown later was like, wow.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, because we're still on the topic of Christina, and that's still very much relevant to her. I think Christina, when the scene where she confronts Harley about not telling her exactly what happened with Stahl, is super disappointed. Like, anger is a secondary emotion. I say it all the time. I think she was just super disappointed, because it was like, my mom, trust me. She has me in here firing this gun. She told me to empty the clip out on, like my mom trusted me. And now I found out my mom really didn't tell me everything. So kind of like, imagine being a teenager and being in this adult world and feeling like, okay, well, they're letting me in and they're talking to me about things, and now they changed their mind. So to blow up was crazy. And I think it was the first time that Harley had to say those things out loud.
Totally agree.
And they really meant, and she really had to feel it. She wasn't like giving a report to somebody. She was talking to her daughter about it. And Christina's face was like,
well, it seemed like Christina couldn't take it the way she thought she could have. And that's what Harley was trying to say. Like, I mean, I was trying to not tell you to protect you. And clearly when she heard all those bad things, like, she didn't know how to handle it. And she just walked away. So I think it was needed. I think that breakdown, everything had to happen. But I don't know if Christina is really mentally prepared for all this. That's going to come her way.
I think she was shocked. For all three seasons, Christina has been pleading with Harley to tell her what is going on, because, again, they have such a close-knit relationship. And I think what Harley was trying to get her to tell her, well, I'm not your friend. Mm-hmm. But then their relationship they really are, because it's always been the two of them, and Wise has always been like Uncle Wise. But yeah. her growing up, she knows the dealings of what happens in the Force. She's been around it all her life. But I think when Harley would just explode, I think that was her relief. Also giving it to herself, like, shoot, this is what has happened to me. I can finally say it. And I don't think as much passion and anger, and I think she was scared and raged, that may have been put off on Christina. I think it was just Harley just getting her release and finally being able to own up to herself, like, this is what really happened to me. This is my life. And I think Christina was in shock, just like, oh, it's bigger than what I thought. It's more than what I thought. But then also on the flip side, she took it personally, like Harley was yelling at her. And I don't think that was actually the case.
I don't think it was either, but she's a teenager.
So that's going to happen. I think Harley should have mentioned that she was traumatized by it, because clearly that's what it is. Like, she didn't mention that at the end, but she was like, you know, you want to know this, this, and that, that. But she didn't tell her, Christina, like, it haunts me every single day. Like, I can't sleep, because I think if she would have added that in there, it would have kind of made a little more clearance for her. Christina, to just digest a little bit.
I'm sure it'll come around.
It was also how she walked in there, too. She did walk in there like she was kind of grown and was talking to her mom, like, you didn't tell me, you know? So it was like,
I think I would do the same thing. But I have to admit, I hate when parents say, I'm not your friend. I'm your mother. I'm your dad. I hate when they say that. It's like, I know, but still.
I know you're not my friend. Trust me.
I hate when they say that. I hate that.
But I think also, too, Christina walked in there, too, because she heard it from Gina, this total stranger who she really doesn't know her involvement with Harley. So I'm like, okay, I understood. First of all, it's a lot of things, I guess, in culture or you upraising. I'm not going to go to my mom's job and try to come for her at work, period, because I might not come back home. But it's just the way she did say that. And I think she was more disappointed because she heard it from this stranger living in our house. And you don't really know the totality of her and Harley's involvement.
So speaking of Harley's house guest, Gina. Gina. Dang, Gina.
Exactly.
I don't like her.
Okay. Like, did anybody else get the untrusty vibe she is a stalker of Harley or a fan of Harley herself?
I felt very uncomfortable. Why are you touching my daughter's clothes? Why are you coming home and you dressed up like me? That's a problem right there. Like, clearly she has a problem. Let us know your thoughts in the comments right now, live chat.
Definitely.
Gina a stalker crazy single Latina female? Like,
I think so. I think also too, because she was involved with Stahl, who made her play like Harley, because that was the one woman he was obsessed with. She knows that Stahl wanted her. Like she said in the show, she didn't know if it was jealousy or if it was just curiosity. She just wanted to know what it's to be like Harley, because for so long, that's all Stahl wanted her for. Yeah. Stahl didn't see her for Gina. Didn't see, regardless if she was a prostitute or not, for whatever other opportunities he could get from her. He said, no, I want you to specifically be this person. I want you to talk like her. I want you to act like her.
And that's really crazy. Wig.
So for a minute, you kind of, your mind screwed. Like, and like, maybe I am Harley. And now that I'm in her house, let me smell her perfume and put on her wig and her dresses.
Or I've aspired to get to be like this woman for so long. And now I'm in a space and a proximity with her that I can kind of get her essence.
Right.
You know?
So are you saying that she has a right to do what she did? Are you saying that?
Definitely not. Definitely not.
No. So pretty much you're giving more of an understanding, like, okay, maybe she did that because she's been taught the whole time.
Abused.
Okay,
exactly.
Mentally abused. Got it.
She thinks that she's been taught that this woman is someone to look up to and is so admirable, and you can never be like her. Like, imagine, you can never be like her, and just kind of always wanting that to please somebody else. I think it was weird that she washed the girl's clothes. I think it was weird that she tried on her clothes. Like, does anybody else think it's weird? Can you put it in the comment section? I'm really curious to know. Like, do y'all like other people touching your clothes? For me, particularly, it's my drawers. I don't want anybody to wash my underwear. I would be super upset if some woman who did not birth my child is touching her underwear.
The only time you can touch my jaws is if you're my man. Just saying. You can wash them too. Just let it be known.
And, you know, she did try to say, I wanted to help out, you know, because Christina was even like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
because it is odd, but, like, you can help out in other ways. There's some dishes to wash, vacuum the floor, you know, something else.
Bring food home.
That too.
Cool. Bring up some water, some milk. That's always a necessity.
You can even been in our house all day from what it appears. Like, cook for us. You know, Christina been at school, Harley been at work.
Really quick, I want to just speak. I think that Harley inviting her in her home really speaks to how badly Harley wants everyone to believe that Stahl is back.
Definitely.
Because she's basically saying, like, I know that this woman's probably not the most reliable witness or person, but I'm so counting on this that I'm so willing to just let her be in my home. I think that really should let you know, like, Harley's mindset of allowing Gina to be there.
When I first seen it, I was like, what is she doing? And I think also, too, it could be because of her, just her way of trying to cope still, trying to get all the pieces of the puzzle close enough to her so she can watch it at all uh-huh. times. Yeah. So I was like, maybe that's her end goal, but can we put her downstairs in the basement? Like, she's in your total living space.
And you don't know like what that. Set yeah. up.
And I'm sorry, I was trying to wait for predictions, but I first I thought, like, maybe she's still working with Stahl. Like, I think maybe she's still working with Stahl in some angle. So we'll see what develops from it.
Speaking of watching, Jazzy.
Yes, After Buzzers. So our network producers here at After Shows nearly all their favorite shows we produce. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, more, there's no other network that works harder than we do. So we need your help. Please, we're asking you to subscribe to all our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest that tailor-made for you, and you will be able to help After Buzz grow as a company. So please do that. And if you're worried about the pesky notifications, don't worry. Don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel and check out all the After Buzz channels, like, you know, dramas, reality TV. There's so many more you could choose from. Let us know you did in the comments so we can shout you out on air. And from now on, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us with the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. All of our fans, they're so great. Yeah, so please comment in the comment section below. I really like to shout people out. It's like my favorite thing to do. Speaking of people who like to shout, Waz.
Oh my goodness.
I just feel like he's going to pop a blood vessel one day. But Waz a lot in this episode. Like, there's so many things to cover with him. Like, the first thing that I'm going to cover is probably, like, one of the most tender moments of in this episode was when he went to go see the little boy.
And Adrian.
Oh, my God. So I don't like little tiny orange jumpsuits, but he's just so cute. And then we find out, like, his situation has changed ever since Quince is now gone. Now he has no protection in jail. Right. So we saw him. He had a black eye. And that's who the phone call was from at Nava's funeral. So he went straight there to check on him and everything, and he told the situation about the mom, and I was just
it was a lot. But what I like that's Waz is still in his life, but to me it kind of seems like he's being more of a father figure to Adrian than he is his own son Nate. You're not even letting Nate in, and Nate is your actual son who wants to be in your life, wants to be involved. You know, he's just doing his job as a reporter, but if maybe you were to talk to him, he could have a better understanding of why you do what you do. But you're trying to save another boy who's not even yours. Now, nothing's wrong with that. I'm all here for that. But, I mean, you know, play both sides. Don't just cater to one and not the other is how I feel. And now Nate feels probably abandoned and feel confused because his father is pretty much like a deadbeat in a sense and in a different way. You know, like he is...
Or it's like he's finding out things about his dad from other people that's not my dad. Like, I find out everything from your crew, but not you.
And I think that's the worst. That's the worst. And Waz, to me, he's just always out for himself. He's not thinking about others to the capability that he should, I think. I don't know.
Well, his family with his wife Linda and his son Nate also is kind of... I guess his Achilles heel as well is why he lived so many double lives throughout these three seasons. And it's also because it happened when his daughter committed suicide, and she committed suicide because of drugs. So he has a very giving heart for kids, and especially kids who are in the drug world, and especially those who are not on their own will, like mm-hmm. Adrian was. Yes. Yeah. So that's probably more so why he shows Adrian more love and more of a caretaker than he does with Nate. Once his daughter died, he kind of rippled as well and kind of just hid himself from Nate and Linda, his wife. But I think we never know where to start with Waz because he's so many layers of him. And so many layers of how he interacts with different people. And it all does go back to what he gets out of it at the end, which is really sad. And I think we'll see, hopefully, the culmination of the season, how it either comes together for him or it's going to dismantle all and he's going to be left alone on the island.
Speaking of,
I think it probably would dismantle him. Because if you think about it, he is... Well, first of all, Waz is so good at what he does. I have to give it to him. I have to really give it to him. But I was just really distraught. Like, how are you going to use one of your partner's brother who's already in trouble with the law and trying to get his life back on the right path? You're going to use him for your own benefit, for your own quest. When I say his quest, it's like every little thing he can probably put his hands on to cover up his tracks, to like get what he wants out of it, he's going for it. Even when it comes to Harley, like, do you guys really believe that he sent those flowers to Harley?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, he did not send those flowers to Harley. But yet he wants to say, oh, I sent the flowers just to her and get her mind off of things so he can get her back to on his track to right. follow what he wants her to do. You know, like, it's just his quest. It's like, okay, I'm going to get her line genius. And their line. And
he is.
Yeah, he is. He is. But it's like, I don't know. I think it's going to catch up to him.
So about, oh, sorry, go ahead.
You might have said, you might be going on the same
route. So I was thinking about you saying it catching up to him. And I want to talk about this particular scene tonight when he went to the gay club to like get with the guy and then ends up assaulting him and then waits to get his behind whooped by a whole bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
That was so beyond me. I think I literally wrote, Wise gets beat up outside a gay club. Why?
I feel like
that was on purpose, huh?
I feel like it was. I feel like that's how he wanted to hurt because he knows he's hurting certain people, mostly Harley. And I feel like, okay, well, he's not going to admit he's wrong. No. He's not going to go back and apologize to them. No. So what else to do? I feel like initially he wanted some tension and care. And I go back to a couple of seasons where the internal officer, Donnie, used to be lovers.
Yeah.
And I feel like he wanted that, but he just couldn't get it from Linda. We don't know why. But anyways, so I feel like he was maybe trying to hit on the guy at first, but afterwards something just clicked in his mind that maybe he's going back down the same path, or like he said, don't get too close to me because the people that get close to me end up getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that once he stayed and bashed the heads guy against the wall, which had me shook, like
I was like, when did that happen from? Like,
yeah, right? That was really random.
And then he came out with his posse. I was like, okay, maybe this is his way of getting himself hurt. Maybe this is his way or his guilt or shame of
why would he do that given his medical condition? Because he has that bullet in his spine,
right.
And if it shifts and moves in a different way, you can't walk anymore, and that's a thing that's not good.
I don't know. I do agree with you, though. I think he had definitely like set that all up for him to pretty much just pay for what all he's done. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I don't think he was actually trying to hit on the guy.
So
I
like
think
some masochist type of stuff.
Yeah, like, I think okay. he was just really like upset. And of course, he went there to kind of drown his sorrows, but he wanted to really feel the pain that everyone else was feeling too. And I just thought it was kind of interesting how the guy that was trying to like pleasure him immediately turned like all tough and like bad, like he was positive. Like, weren't you just like
just
seducing?
Roll through with a whole crew.
You were assault for a second. How you just flip sides that fast?
I'm gonna save this for predictions. I'll be quiet though. Okay. I think there could even, you know, because with him, it's just like every move is so calculated that I can't believe that was for no reason. I don't view him as a person who's so emotionally distressed that he would do something like that. Like,
very
I just
true.
Don't see him doing that just because he's like not good, you know? I don't know. Anyway, so because of Waz and this whole cover up of everything that's going on, we have a situation with Loman. You know, y'all know Loman is my favorite.
I love
right?
Loman. Mine too. Oh, mine too. Yeah.
Loman, if you're watching this right now, we want you to come
yes,
in and
yes,
join
come,
the show. You
come
have
Loman.
To.
Come,
we
come.
Need you.
We need to talk about your character because, first off, Loman, I just love his character development from the first episode
yes,
to now.
Definitely.
I think he's just made tremendous strides as like becoming who he is. Even though what I said one of the episodes before, like it's like his choice was made for him in the very first episode to be bad cop or good cop. We see now he's in still in that dilemma because like he's more mature, he's kind of like coming to his own right, he's not that rookie cop anymore, but he's still in a dilemma. So we saw him go to Caesar's father's liquor store and intimidate him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I didn't expect that out of Loman. Did you guys expect that out of him?
I knew Loman had it in the whole time.
And I was proud. I was actually proud. I didn't think, especially after last season, I didn't know where he was like going to situation in his mood and just emotions or where it's going to be. But I was proud he had it.
Me too.
Because you need it. And I don't want him to be the outcast. Because for a moment, it was on a slight line of where he was just going to be an outcast. And that's not good for him. But I was proud of him.
I definitely agree with you on the outcast part. Because it seemed like, to me, Loman has kind of always kind of been the good guy. Like, even though he has done some bad stuff, too, because he happens to be in the moment, we never really got to see the toughness of Loman.
Right. For sure.
So for this to happen, it's like, okay, we all knew he had it in him. But as you can see, after he did it, one that stuck out to me was when Tess was like, oh, are you happy? You should be, you know, thankful. And he was like, I just bullied okay. grieving a father, Tess. Like, I have nothing to be proud about.
Yeah.
Like, clearly he's not that guy. So it just sucks to see Loman to be placed in that position. Even though we get to see a breakthrough through him, But this is not Loman's actual character. Yeah, so no. I don't know how much more we're going to get this, like, bad Loman
in the rest of the show. I thought it was hot. Loved it.
Yes. I went down that one, too.
It was steamy. But I don't know. Okay, I'll wait to predictions, too. I have so many.
I know. We always have, like, a bunch of predictions. But, I mean, I liked it. But it made me sad at the same time, because it was like, it made me feel like he was back in that rookie cop position where he wasn't choosing his path. Mm. Like, it was like, I have to do this. Like, he's in a Harley situation. Like, I'm here now with you guys. Like, I'm in the mud already. I'm already dirty.
Right.
And now I have to, no, for real, like, I'm already dirty. Now I kind of have to keep doing this. And I don't really feel like that's what he wants to do. I hope I see him really just stand up. I mean, I do like that he stood up to Tess, because it's like Tess truly enjoys what she does.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves this.
She's in it for the thrill, in it for the crimes, in it for
when she got punched in the face, I feel like she liked that. Weird. I feel like she likes, no, I really do. I feel like she likes to be in that. Like, that's her character. She just loves to be in the mess, and she doesn't faze her. Like, she's truly unbothered by it, so much mm-hmm. so that even last episode, Waz was like, why did you go in without telling me what you were doing? She thinks she's so bad. She just does whatever she wants to do.
I'm not here for Tess.
But I also want to say, and I was proud of Loman, too, because even when last season he slipped up, or I feel like he did it purposefully, mm-hmm. but told Nate everything that was going down. And that's how Nate started unveiling mm-hmm. things and started to learn the truth about his father, which, excuse me, just became a realization to Waz this episode. So when he yokes up Loman and throws him against the wall, he doesn't back down. He doesn't get scared, and he lets all the cards out. This is what I said. This yeah. is what I did, and why. And again, that was when he was on that fine line of just being done with it, because they've been doing so wrong, when that's not initially the reason why he wanted to become mm-hmm. a cop. So I was also proud of him in that moment, too, yeah. because he stood up to the monster, so to speak.
He was standing up to everybody, if you think about it. So right before that, he was other crew. Ramsey's right. crew was like, we like the way you do business. Want to come over here and work uh-huh. with us? And it was like, we'll pay for your drinks. So I was like, this is like an old Western or something.
He said, I Western. Like, interesting conversation. He was like, I handled it. And enough said. That was it. But yeah.
I was actually going to bring that up for my prediction.
Okay. Well, that so happened. Bring it back up, because that happened. Yeah. I thought that was like, wow, so they see something in him that they think he could be all the way bad, because they're kind of like all the way
bad. Oh, no, they are. No, they're bad. They are. They're bad.
I was trying to be nice, but
no, yeah, they are. They don't sugarcoat it.
And they feel like Loman, it has that capability inside of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Loman. You so fine. Don't do that, Loman. I want you to be a good guy. I feel like Loman, I just want you to like go to church with your grandma.
I'm putting in the universe. Yeah. I'm putting in the universe right now that Loman's gonna be joining us. So Loman, like I said, we gotta get him in here.
We'll get him.
We do.
But I mean, you have some news, don't you?
Yes.
Well, a couple of things. Let's start off with bad first or good?
Let's do bad.
Let's do bad. So what we
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we do know that this is the last season. This is a series finale for Shades of Blue. Womp, 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 sadly. But we do also want to give a huge thanks to J-Lo. And she said that, you know, this is her baby. It was her passion. But she had so many things on deck when it came to work and her children and schedules that this was the one that kind of had to get the axe. So that's the reason why there won't be a season 4 anymore for our Shades of Blue show. But on the other side, we also have Gina, who plays the stalker, or now friend of Harley, however we want to put it.
Single Latina female.
There we go.
I like that. I like that too.
She was actually Harley's double in the show, which is why. And they were looking for a lookalike for her for Stahl's obsession. Mm. Bing, bing, bing. We already have one. It came Gina. So yeah, she's doing double work on the show. Or was doing double work on the show.
Get multiple checks.
Yes. And then, spoiler alert, but it's going to be a good one, I think. But spoiler alert for everyone who's listening. Waz's daughter, the one that commits suicide, Anna Kate, will make an appearance in next week's show. But it's going to be his real-life daughter, whose name is Carson Leota, playing his suicidal daughter, if that makes sense. So yeah, she's his real life daughter's going to come back as the daughter that died in the show. So
that's a nice.
What does she look like? Because I just see Ray Liotta with a wig on, and I just like,
no. Oh, but no. Okay. She's really pretty. We're all looking
not really
Carson
pretty, but you know, like
love.
His
she's
mannerisms pretty. And how yeah. like he tends to be kind of rough. Or,
he does.
Like, you know,
and even his looks too are really bold and
the
strong.
That he
but
makes,
no,
that's what I was
yeah. So and Ray then lastly, because we are loving Deo. who is also known as Loman. And also too, my birthday twin. So hey, how you doing? But he will be starring in a Civil War movie or drama called Emperor later this year or next year, excuse me. So we'll do that too each week. We'll give up updates to where we can still follow the actors on their next movies or TV shows. So
is he going to be with the Union or the Confederacy? Do you know what side he's fighting?
I don't know. But girl, he is going to be a lead. I didn't look, but he will be a lead in this Civil War drama. So yeah, shout out to Loman. Yes. That's okay, the news Loman. For this week's show. Yes.
Nice.
I'm excited to see it. I love when people who, you know, come on a show like this, like where J-Lo is a huge breakout star, radio, to like they have these major roles and they're in these major stars, but then they can break out on their own too. Yes, so like that's amazing. So did your three seasons, Loman. I'm not probably gonna call him his real name.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got real friendly because he's my birthday twin. So in my mind, we like
in
we
your friend. Mind, when's your birthday?
June 14th.
Our birthday. Oh, okay. Sorry. So you just had a birthday.
Happy, yeah, we did. It
happy
did.
Belated birthday.
Thank you.
So my birthday's coming up next, though, so it's okay.
Hey. We're gonna be in season.
It's still
show,
cancer
or...
season.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Get your shout out.
So at this time, we're going to do Jazzy. Do you have it?
To have what?
Our special segment.
Yes, of course, you all have it.
Don't.
I know, I was like, here we go.
So if you are new to watching Shades of Blue After Show, our special segment is that we like to talk about really stupid laws. Yes, these are actually laws. We actually checked it out because we have our certificates from Google University. Check my resume. So Jazzy, what's up? What is the stupid law that we're going to talk about tonight?
Oh, man, there's a lot of them. Here in actually in California, I mean, they're all across the world, but here in L.A., it is legal to bathe two babies at the same time in the same tub. Did you guys know that?
It's illegal?
Not legal or yes?
Excuse me, illegal. It is illegal.
It's illegal to bathe two babies.
At the same time. Oh my gosh, I love this.
So if I have twins, I gotta bathe one
baby
at a time.
And then who was checking to see if the babies are bathed and at which
right.
time? Really crazy, right? And I have another one, just one more.
Okay.
Kissing on the lips, unless both parties wipe their lips with carbonized rose water, is against the law as well. Isn't that
what?
Weird?
No, so we just supposed to
carbonize.
I don't really know what rose water is. However, your lips supposed to be clean.
That you spray on your face when you finish your makeup.
Okay. Well, I mean, pretty much they want you to sanitize all of your lips, okay, before you kiss another person.
So the law is not Papa Mint. That should be the law. Papa Mint, Papa Altoids, chew some gum, garlic, like some Listerine.
Get that signature.
We need you to get that signature.
That I can get behind. But I need.
Or maybe it should be a law to not kiss anybody if you have anything around your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Any bumps or anything? You should be.
That's you got a bump. That should just be smart. So yeah,
I mean,
stay away.
That's personal safety. So you should be able to assess that for yourself.
Hello.
And not do it. But carbonized rose water?
I don't know, man.
Who's walking around like, I have some carbonized rose water I'm going to rub across my lips here. Do you want some too?
Before we kiss. Like, even in that motion, like, wait. Before we kiss, we both got to spray. Hold on.
That would be so interesting to see someone just like, shh, okay, I'm ready. And then kiss.
That just well, ruins. I spray my entire face with rose water like
yeah,
every
me too.
Day. So,
right.
What's up?
I mean, right before you kiss someone, though. Yeah.
Extra,
so every week
extra.
We're going to have some real interesting laws for you. You would never believe.
And right ones that we probably don't even need. So let's get into predictions.
Dun, dun, dun. And now, like you're after Buzz.
I always feel like it needs to do that too.
It's like, Jazzy loves this. She loves creepy music.
I love creepy music. I don't know
she
why.
She loves creepy music. I love you for it, but I don't know why you're there.
I do.
So, predictions for next week. Ladies, who wants to start?
I'll go. So Loman, I think we're going to see more of this side of him. Like I was saying, I don't know for sure if it's going to be like a bad guy Loman, but I think he's really going to stick up for himself. Mm-hmm. The ways that Waz that turned on him at the end, like, you know, defending his son Nate, and then also the other officers we saw at the bar to come to Loman's defense, like, hey, you should probably want to switch sides because you have more potential than you really think you do. I think Loman's really going to take the stand for himself. And I also think that Tufo's going to find out that his brother, Wallace, was used.
Ooh, don't go into my prediction.
Was used as bait. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot's going to go down in the next episode.
Yeah. So just to piggyback off of Jasmine, mine was definitely it's going to cross a rift. I feel like Tufo's going to flip a lid because he's done everything in his power to get his brother out finally, to get him on parole, to keep him on the right track, get him a job. And then here you have Espada, more so Wise, but Espada and Wise using him to go and get information about intel or just a drug for Shauna Davis. And he has to get high in the process and he misses and parole meeting. Yes. So I feel like when he says go home and don't let your brother see him, Tufo's going to see. He's going to know. He's going to. I feel like he's gonna already going to find out. He's yeah, because he's out. Really good and at that when he comes to his brother. So Wallace is either just going to tell him the truth. This is what happened. This is what I did, because he just don't want the rest of the drama from the brother. Or Espada could have told
him the truth at the bar.
He could have. And I was kind of waiting, but I feel like it's not. That's why he kept trying to push Wise on him. But I feel like when that truth does come out, Tufo's going to go ape. Crazy.
new, I mean, as the Carters call it, ape-ish, as the Carters say. Okay.
I'm not mad at that. I can definitely see that because he's gonna find out, like, when Son of Dark comes out in the light. And it's crazy because he even said, he was like, don't let this be the thing, like, you can you handle, like, don't let this be the thing that changes you, right. Like, you know, that has you going backwards, you know. Next week I'm actually really interested in seeing, I think Gina's gonna be back. Oh, I don't think you get rid of a single Latina female like that. Like, it just doesn't happen. No. Like, she's come to come.
I love a single Latina female.
Because at the end, did we or did we not see Stahl at the very end of the episode?
And that's the one time that I wanted Harley to keep running, because this is the one that you chase after.
I'm surprised she stopped. I know.
Because I feel like she's having that tug of war with, like, is my mind playing tricks on me or not?
Yeah, because now you've established it that Gina's crazy-ish,
right.
Whatever. and so now you're like, damn, the one person who's in my corner, now I think she's crazy. Damn, because I thought I was sane. Right. I was sane in my house. Am I crazy? Like, it's just too many things. So I was like, why don't you keep going?
I feel like Stahl's going to get one of them before everyone finds out that he's really back in town. One of them being either Christina or Harley.
Really?
I think that he's going to be able to get to one of them, if not both, before the other officers and everybody else realize that Harley's been telling the truth and he's actually back in New York.
You know, I honestly, I would not be surprised if Wise knows he's alive the whole time.
Oh, because Wise is like an evil genius.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think it was the flowers that got me. I was like, Wise knows Stahl's around. Mm-hmm. But when he said the flowers, like, I said the flowers, knowing dang well you didn't send those flowers. I just really thought, like, dang, he knows something that we all don't know.
That's a good point.
We all don't know something that he knows.
Because Harley's been telling him all of this. So even if he does believe Harley, I feel like the heart in him towards Harley will at least go and look out to see, you know, who purchased these flowers. Who did it get sent by? Where did it come from?
He has a lot of stuff on his plate right now.
He does. That's why he doesn't have feelings for the most part. He has to mask it all.
Lord Jesus. I guess we would just have to see next week.
Always. Yes. And also, don't forget that if you guys cannot catch us next week, you can also catch us on iTunes. Yes. Just search AfterBuzz TV and we will be right there. They're coming through your speakers.
Yes. And please give us 5 stars. 4 is not enough. 5, please. 5, please. Okay, ladies. All right. So, dang, this is a really good after show. But unfortunately,
time is not on our side.
But we will see you again next week. As always, I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me on social media at It's Felicia Michelle, and on Thursdays at Grown Up Hip Hop, and Mondays 1 hour before this on Houses of Potomac. Ladies, where can I find you guys?
You can find me on all social media platforms at I'm Jazzy. That's IMJZZIEE. And also, the after show for Claws, you can find me there too every Monday at 4 p.m.
Sorry, love. You're good. And you can come chat with me again. I am Tequila. You can find me at Tequila_IAM. Thank you.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.